Good morning. My brothers and I of the priesthood would like to welcome you to the house of the Lord in the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ. And it's He who we remember this day, this Jesus Christ, that great atonement, that last and infinite sacrifice for each one of us. Early this morning in my studies and as preparing for this service, my attention was drawn to that upper room that this Jesus met with his disciples and shared in this Last Supper. And for our call to worship, I would like to read a part of that account. And I will be reading out of Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting in verse 9. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye have entered into the city, there shall be a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And he shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto you, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this. Divide among yourselves. For I say unto you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given unto you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. You see, brothers and sisters, in this upper room was the uppermost room in the house, like an attic. And I believe this is our call to worship this day, brothers and sisters, that we come up to that upper room. And if we do, the Lord will meet us there in that good spirit. Let us continue in our worship this morning by singing of hymn 198, the third tune.
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for an opportunity such as this to come and worship Thee. And as we consider that which we do here this morning, by observing this table before us, we know the magnitude of what Thy Son has done for us. But to the extent thereof and its fullness, we know not. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that Thy great Spirit might come and comfort Thy people. May the Holy Ghost come in great power, that Thy people may know they've been visited by Thee today. Bless our brother Eric. Bless the message that Thou would have him present to Thy people. We pray that he may do so with the utmost respect for being here behind this sacred pulpit. Forgive us of our sins, our Heavenly Father, and may there be nothing that would stand in the way of us receiving a blessing from Thy hand today. We humbly ask in the worthy and sacred name of Jesus Christ that there may be a solemn recognition that Thou art our God and we are Thy people. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, one of the things I am thankful that I did before my parents died was that I thanked them for the life that they have given me, for the experiences they have given me as a child. Part of growing up and living your life is tribulations. And I didn't know until I joined the church and actually moved into the area that we are to thank him for all that he has given us. And one of those things is tribulations. And it's hard at times. But you're a better saint and a follower. You're thanking him in all things. May we pray in Jesus' name we come at this time thanking you for all that you have given us in life, for the good things and for the bad. We ask that you would bless this money that we get here today for your good, for your work. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
My scripture is from the book of 1 John, the third chapter. And it says, "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" No, it seems like a very simple thing. I'm sure none of us have ever done that, seen someone in need and turned our hearts away and didn't offer assistance to that person or that family. At least not intentionally, right? Sometimes we have opportunities in our lives, brothers and sisters, that I believe we miss. I know I have. You know, I think I'm a firm believer that we have an opportunity every day. Every day that you get up and you go out into the world, you have an opportunity, maybe more than one, to show the love of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To express his love, to show to others what he has done for you in your life. Every day, I think we have that. The Lord's waiting for us to open our eyes and to be able to see those opportunities. They're out there. We need to pray about that, brothers and sisters. You know, I think many times we think of witnessing, and we think about the gospel and sharing the gospel, and we get nervous, don't we? Someone's going to ask us a question that we don't know the answer to. I worry about that. But you know, the true fruit, the fruit, the produce, the production of Jesus Christ in our lives is not what scripture we can quote or what it is that, you know, theological idea we can talk about, but it's about his love that has come into our lives and has changed us and has made us new creatures in him. Have you felt that love? I know I have in my life. And when we express that love to others, that's really our testimony, saints. That testimony will win more people into this gospel and this church and to our Lord and Savior than any sermon that can be preached from up here. You know that. I know I read about a Lutheran minister, and I came across this, and I can't think where I read it now. That's not important. His wife was ill. And you know, back in this time, well, even today, there wasn't a lot they could do to make her better. But some saints lived near him. Several different families. And they saw this need and they came and they ministered to her and to him. They brought him food and goods. They came in and they helped take care of her. And he was so moved by that expression of love that he joined the church. And not only him, all of his congregation. He saw that testimony that was borne out in their example. Has that testimony of love of our Lord and Savior, the love that He has for you, that He has sought you out to bring you into His fold and sacrificed His life that your sins could be forgiven? Has that testimony been borne out in your lives, saints? Need to pray about that. The Apostle John writes this about our Lord. He says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Now the Apostle Paul, he takes that a step further. And he says, "If thine enemy hunger, feed him. And if he thirst, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Now I think about my years in the church and my years that I've spent here with all of you saints. And you know this, that sometimes we find it hard even just to get along with each other, don't we? We find it hard to love our brother, our sister. They think just like us, but you know, maybe it's their laugh. Oh, that laugh just gets on my nerves. Or maybe it's something else that they do. Maybe they've offended you. Perhaps it was unintentional, but yet here, all these years later, you remember it. That time that they did that, and I was offended. But here, Paul says that if your enemy, someone who doesn't like you, doesn't want to be around you, wants to bring harm to you, perhaps has done things to you, done things to your family or in your life, if your enemy, if he's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, drink him. Give him a drink. Bless your enemy. Could any of us do that? And yet our Lord and Savior, we know that in His ministry here, His time on this earth, in those short 3 years that He spent, that He did just that, didn't He? He spent His time with the outcast of society, the publicans, the tax collectors that the Jews hated, the ones who took advantage of them and took more money than they really needed to take, the sinners who were shunned from the synagogue and shunned from society. He went and dined with them, didn't he? He spent His time with prostitutes and thieves. And then in that day, which we are soon here to remember, to celebrate, men who did not even know Him took Him and inflicted cruel punishment on Him. They beat Him. They whipped Him. They degraded Him and said things to Him. laughed at him. And then they pounded those nails through his hands and feet, and they left him to die a slow death. And even after all that, brothers and sisters, he forgave those men. Could we do that? I don't think any of us could. But you know, the scriptures tell us that he says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. And that if we do not abide in him, we are nothing. We can do nothing without Jesus Christ. He changes us. If he wanted us to do that, then we would be able to do it. I firmly believe that. And those trials that you are going through in life, he understands those trials. And he has allowed those things to come upon you because he knows that through him you can bear it. Talk a little bit about that change. I was thinking this morning as I was looking through my notes. And you know, I was like a lot of kids, a lot of youth. I wanted to play around and do different things when I was younger that I knew were not right. Wanted to have some fun. I'm sure none of you ever did that. And we had this youth group. It was a church group. And we met together and we did different fun activities. And then sometimes we had more serious things. And I remember there was certain individuals in that group. They're just kind of the odd people. You know, they're just kind of different. I didn't really associate with them. I spent my time with others. And there wasn't a particular event that, you know, you hear about people having testimonies about how something happened in their life. And I don't remember anything in particular happening. But I started to change. I began to read my scriptures. I began to pray. I began to fast. And I tried to keep the commandments. You know, that was something that I hadn't done. At least the best to my ability, I tried to keep those commandments. And so I quit going out to the movies. I used to see two movies every weekend. Kept those movie businesses. I changed my music. And as I did these things, brothers and sisters, this change came about in me. And I began to see things differently in my life and in the world. I believe because of that love of our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, it comes into your heart and it opens your eyes and it gives you charity. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get enough of church. You know, Sunday and Wednesday weren't enough. You know, I needed to be here on Saturday and maybe on Monday and Friday. And if there wasn't a church service, then I'd meet with some church people. And we'd talk about the things of the gospel. And we'd pray and we'd sing hymns. And I wanted to share the gospel. People I ran into, it just seems like opportunity would come up. to tell them about the gospel, then tell them about the Savior and talk to them. And pretty soon, those odd people, at least I thought they were odd, all of a sudden I was meeting with them in the evening, and we'd have prayer and sing hymns, and they became my friends. We took a trip up to Kirtland, I remember, and had some other activities, very good memories. The love of our Savior has that ability to change our lives, saints. It can. I took it at its word, what the scriptures say. You know, it says that if ye love me, keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, you'll have my spirit to be with you. Sounds familiar. We're going to say those prayers here in a few minutes. We ask the Heavenly Father that, and pray to Him and give our pledge to keep His commandments, that we might have His Spirit to be with us. And those two things, brothers and sisters, are inseparably connected. We cannot abide in His presence if we want to go out into the world and do the things that we want to do. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode in him. That Spirit that we have prayed for, that we have felt here this morning, can come down and abide in our hearts and give us new understanding. It makes us new creatures. That's what he hopes to achieve here, saints. And we come here in this sacred ordinance that we might make that pledge and take him up on his offer, that his Spirit to be with us. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified, even as he is pure. I pray that that love, the charity of our Lord and Savior, might be with all of you this morning. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, the table has been set. As the prayer of blessing over the bread is read, facing the emblems, let us kneel.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he hath given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
As the prayer of blessing over the wine is read, facing the emblems, let us kneel again.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Is there anyone that has missed their portion of the emblems that desired to partake? Brothers and sisters, this Jesus Christ loves each one of you as our brother has shared so much. And this little flock here has shared in much sorrow over the past few years. And we have many amongst us that are suffering greatly. And it's a great opportunity for discouragement to set in. But there's a revelation that was given in 1831 through Joseph. And I feel we each need to hear it today. And I would like to read from Latter-day Revelation section 61, starting in verse 6c. And now verily I say unto you, and what I say unto one, I say unto all. Be of a good cheer. Little children, For I am in your midst, and I have not forsaken you. And inasmuch as you humble yourselves before me, the blessing of the kingdom are yours. Gird up your loins and be watchful and be sober, looking forth for the coming of the Son of Man, for he cometh in the hour you think not. Pray always that ye enter not into temptation, that you may abide the day of his coming, whether in life or in death. Even so, amen.
Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we know that our Redeemer lives, and His name is Jesus Christ, and we have met in this sacred place to honor Him, to remember Him, to know that He is our Savior. Lord, we thank You for Your love, Your great sacrifice for us. We know that You will lift us up in times of need and support us. And we thank You for the promises that are sure, that give us hope and things to look forward to, things yet to come. Lord, help us to go from this place with Your image in our countenance, that others may see that light of Christ, that they may desire to seek a greater light and truth and to come unto Thee. So help us to carry that charity in our hearts. Go before us, I humbly pray, and seek Your will. In Jesus' name, amen.